Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Foodstuffs with me, Tim Convey. Why? Because it's 8:05. Foodstuffs brought to you by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. All locations still doing curbside, contact-free pickup, as well as delivery. SaltandSmokeSTL.com. We're also live on Instagram right now at The Wake Up Y98. Lots to get to. All right, Burger King, I'm a huge fan. They're getting involved in some social distancing. They have created huge Burger King crowns. This is over in Germany to keep people social distance. So picture just an enormous styrofoam hat, right? But then on the outside of it, you know the Burger King crowns, how they're flat, and then you got to put them in a circle. They just attach a whole bunch of those to the outsides. So they're enormous crowns, and you can get those at Burger King Germany. So if you're in the neighborhood, be sure to pick one up. And then in Italy, Burger King, they are doing commercials for something called the Social Distancing Whopper.
What's in that?
Any guesses?
Oh, a lot of onions.
Yep, three times the onions to help keep people away.
Nice.
Not a bad idea.
No.
Chex Mix. You guys Chex Mix fans?
Yeah, but I definitely pick certain things out.
Favorites?
The actual Chex. Cereal. That's my favorite.
So somebody, this thing has gone viral on Twitter asking people what is the best Chex Mix piece. For a quick recap, you got the mini breadstick, the rye chip.
The rye chip's great.
The rye chip.
The square pretzel, that's corn Chex, wheat Chex, and the circle pretzel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aren't there some peanuts in there?
What's your number one? Nope, not on this.
Like I said, the Chex. The wheat Chex. I think it goes wheat Chex, rye, crisp, corn Chex. I don't need anything else.
Lance, Kevin, you got a favorite piece?
I'd go with the rye, then the wheat, then the corn.
Yeah, the rye is my top pick.
Yep.
Rye got number one, guys.
Yeah.
Came as a surprise to a lot of people, but the rye chip got the number one. Shocking.
They're solid.
I thought this would be a bigger revelation.
Well, I think our own survey proved that it's true.
Yeah. We're all fans.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll buy that. Oh, man. All right. You guys remember not too long ago, 7-Eleven and Nike teamed up for a shoe. We put it on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I said I wanted one. Mixed reviews online at the Wake Up Y98 on Instagram. Well, Nike has teamed up with another iconic brand.
Ew.
Ben & Jerry's.
Okay.
This thing's awesome. I understand that the 7-Eleven one was polarizing. This thing, fantastic. It's got just that Ben & Jerry's vibe. It's like a Ben & Jerry's store exploded on this tennis shoe. The sort of the edge is like a cow print. It's got that light blue that they get involved. They look great.
Oh, geez.
What?
It's fine.
It's fine.
I love how you're like, that 7-Eleven one was a little crazy, but this one's solid. This one's crazy, too.
I love this, man. I would love to get one of these. It's called the Nike SB Dunk Low collab with Ben & Jerry's, or the Chunky Dunky.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Cool. Yeah.
They go on sale online today, but they're expected to sell out immediately. And they're just $100, but people already reselling $1,300.
Wow.
I won't pay it. I am into them. We'll post those too, even though no one liked the 7-Eleven ones.
Geez, why do they have to have cow print?
Because how would it be Ben and Jerry's if it didn't?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm into them. All right. Speaking of ice cream.
There's so many other shoes you could buy.
Yesterday was the unofficial start of summer. We're mm-hmm. going to keep talking about ice cream. An expert in sensory science came up with a 7-step process that's supposed to give you the ideal ice cream eating experience. They do this with wine. Like, here's exactly how you're supposed to taste it.
Yeah.
Get the most out of it. One of those people did it with ice cream. It takes longer to eat the ice cream, but if you're serious about tasting it, I've got the 7 steps for you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Take it out of the freezer and you let it defrost for about 15 minutes. When it's too cold, the aroma molecules don't release and smell plays a huge role in how things taste.
Yeah, I believe that.
Do you guys do that? I don't. I don't have the foresight to be like, I might want ice cream in 15 right. minutes. 15
I'm not minutes. Patient enough. Yeah, once you pull it out of the, once I pull it out of the freezer, I want it immediately. Mm, and yeah. I run the ice cream scoop under hot water to get it out faster.
Exactly.
Oh, I thought you're supposed to do that under cold water.
No, hot.
I used to think that too, but I heard somewhere you're supposed to do cold water with the ice cream scoop. Not sure exactly why, but I had heard that people are like, oh no, hot water on the scoop. No, cold water.
Okay. Oh,
yes. Yeah.
I'd like to get to the bottom of that, but I'm going to keep going with these. all right, so you let it sit out for 15 minutes, and then you don't take too big of a bite. Half a teaspoon per bite is ideal.
That's tiny.
Hey, do you want to do it the right way or what?
All right.
Come on.
Do you use one of those teeny tiny plastic sample spoons that they give you?
No, use a teaspoon and you fill it halfway.
Which is about the size of that little plastic spoon.
Okay. Dietarily speaking, that's probably good to take that small of a bite.
What are you saying?
Tim's like, we're only 2 steps into the 7-step process.
Right, exactly.
And the show ends at 10.
Hey, we got 3 more days.
Yeah, every day I reveal a new step eating ice cream, which is how long it takes if you do it like this. Number 3, place the spoon upside down in your mouth so that the ice cream hits your tongue.
Oh, yeah, I do that sometimes.
Who's eating ice cream with the spoon up and being like, I just can't taste it? You know what I mean? You release it, like you put it in there. You take the spoon out, and then you taste it.
I know, but don't you do... I don't know.
Taste metal.
Yeah.
It tastes just like my cereal did this morning.
Number 4, roll the ice cream around in your mouth and pay attention to how smooth and creamy the texture feels.
Kind of like wine. Yeah.
Number 5, breathe in through your mouth while the ice cream is in there. The air passing over it helps it hit more of your taste buds.
Mm-hmm. Again, helps this with is the a mouth lot feel. Like, yeah, this is like
mouth
wine.
Feel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Number 6, don't swallow it too soon. 12 seconds in your mouth is ideal.
That's a long time.
Yeah, that's a lot for ice cream.
Think about it. 1, 2.
All right, what's the next?
And then 10 more. Number 7, the final step, repeat with each bite to build up a, quote, full ice cream taste profile. You gotta get that taste profile. Otherwise, you're wasting your time, your money, your taste buds. Gotta get that taste profile.
Oh, jeez. That's a lot. Right?
I'm just saying. I'm going to try these steps later today.
Okay.
Maybe we'll do it.
Have a lot of time.
Step, 7 steps. Enjoy the ice cream. Thank you for your time.
Food stops!
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.